Shalom Vracha. We're continuing the Koich of Tefillah, which we all have. David HaMelech tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I called out to you, and I know that you will answer me. I know you will listen to my Tefillahs. And then he says this Pasuk, which has two general Pirushim. We will start with Rashi's Perish. Hafle chasodecho, Moshia choisim. Hashem, who's the one who brings Yeshuas, who saves those who turn to him for protection, make an amazing supernatural chesed. Your great chesed should come to those who turn to you for Yeshua and give them Yeshua, be miskoimim him. From those who come up against them, you should do that, be minecho. So basically, the pasuk is saying, with your right hand, you should do an amazing salvation for those who turn to you. And by being spalta kodesh bochu, what you're doing three times a day, and we can do it as many times a day as we want, turning to kodesh bochu, we are basically using non-conventional warfare. Warfare that is more powerful than any type of ammunition that exists, because we're turning to the most powerful koch in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Kamoicha Be'ilam Hashem. And when we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have the right to request for giving us supernatural victory and savior from all those who are trying to come up and destroy us. B'minecha, Yemin, we know, is the Midas HaChesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi brings, by the Yosher, Yemin Hashem, Nedor Bakoach, Yemin Hashem Terat Zoyev. It says twice the right hand. Usually it's the right hand and the left hand. Rashi brings the Chazal, which is a psikt over there. It says, when we do the Ratzon Hashem, even the left hand is transformed into a right hand. The left hand represents the Midas HaDin. The right hand represents the Midas HaRachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deepest desire is to do only Chesed V'Rachmim. The fact that there is a left hand, the Midas HaDin, is because we need it to keep ourselves in place. Sometimes we get distracted and we do not focus on the real goal of our life, to bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to feel how much we are in Hashem's hand, do the will of Hashem, emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learn His Torah. And Mimela, we need the Midas HaDin. That's the nature with Klal Yisrael, which is something beautiful about Klal Yisrael. When we get the Midas HaDin, we get that uncomfortable Hanhoga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't run away, but Adarabba, we run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us. We mechazek our kesher with Hashem. But when we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, for example, the case by Yos Yosher, Klal Yisrael, instead of just giving up and saying, we have no way to survive, the Mitzrayim are behind us, and the water is in front of us, Hashem kind of wants to kill us. They went with Hashem, they jumped into the Yam Suf, following the word of Hashem. It looked like it was suicide, but they knew Hashem will never ask us to commit suicide. He's just coming, give us extra schuyos to save ourselves. Then that transformed the small into Yamin. There was only Yamin. And Mela, with the Rachum of Hashem, he did Hafle, he did something supernatural to get rid of those who were up against us, the Mitzrayim. The Midas HaDin was used against the Mitzrayim to do a chesed for Klal Yisrael. Everything was converted to Yamin. And that's what we should focus on this period of time. There is a big small right now, Midas HaDin out there. Our goal is with our Maisim Tovim, our Bitochen Hashem, our Tefillahs, and Limud HaTorah to mechazek one another. We especially Limud HaTorah b'Laila. Such an important thing. Unfortunately, here in our neighborhood, it's not strong enough. And Chutz La'aretz, it's much stronger than here in Eretz Yisrael. It's unbelievable. And it's because Eretz Yisrael is a Mokom Mekudesh, and the Yetzer Hara is stronger. But we can get over it. We show Hashem, we're going to make that extra effort to go to his Yemin. The Torah was given with the Yemin. The Midas are Chesed Rachma Kodesh Bohu. And the male will be Zeichet to Yemin Hashem Yisachoyu. We'll have tremendous victory with the Yemin of the Torah, which is the most important thing we need right now. We need Hashem Yishmo'ir. We need Hashem to watch over us because there's nobody else watching over us. All these things about different types of protection they're coming up with, it's all nonsense. None of it is enough to do what is necessary. It's to calm down those people that do not have bitachon. But we do have bitachon. We know to turn to. We could do those things also. And if the ones that are right, not everything they're doing is right, but the ones. But the main thing is, whatever we're doing, to focus on the fact that to convert the smol to yamin, to convert the dinim to rachamim, that is our power. And that can make this hafle chazodecha, make the supernatural chazodim, which will knock down the miskoimimim, those who come coming up against us. Now there's a second pshat in this pasuk, which is, may sound a little bit shocking, but it's the flip side of what we said before. Which they learn the pasuk, the first part of the pasuk, the Radak learns this way, and some others. Hafle chasodecha means uplift and remove your chasodim from the miskoimimim. In other words, a person who's coming up against us, how does he have power? There's certain midas hachesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they get connected to, that gives them power. And according to some learning based on this mahalach in the pasuk, the ones that are coming up against us is because they get a power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They get a yamin. The yamin, like we say, the mizrachet is the source of power and success in this world. So it sounds to be saying that the David HaMelech is making a tefillah that those ones who are coming against us, and they have a certain power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remove that from them. And be'etzem, that same chazal that we said before, yamincha, yamincha, that Hashem's two hands turned to be right hands in the time of Kriyas Yamsef, when we're completely doing the Ratzon Hashem, the psikta over there on that pasuk says, "Bizman shechoytim, when Klal Yisrael are not doing the will of Hashem, yemin nefach lismol." That the right hand Kav Yochel Kodesh Baruch becomes left hand, like it says in the pasuk of Eicha, "Heishiv ocho." Yemini, my right hand got pushed back. In other words, the natural position of Klal Yisrael is that the right hand, the stronger hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the one that's leading us and giving us power and giving us Atzlocha and Siyat Neshmai and everything. Rachmon Atzlon, when we stray away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Eicha is describing the exact opposite of Yisias Mitzrayim, like we say in many of the kinnas, that they compare or show the difference between Yisrael and Mitzrayim and the Churban Beis Hamikdash. You see it from Yerushalayim. The Yisrael in Yerushalayim, there was no Yemin. It was two left hands that were caused by the Matzav of Klal Yisrael. And we lost the Midas HaChesed and was given over to the Rishayim. And that gave them the power. And that, David HaMelech is Mespalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that you are the one to turn you. We're the chosim. They're the one. You are the one we're turning to protect us. And by us recognizing that you are the one to turn to for our protection, we're basically being ma'oyre with our tefillas, the yamin of Hashem, that yamin Hashem should be taking it away. Hafle yamincha, take it away from the rishoyim, the ones who are coming up against us, and give it to the chosim, give it to the ones who really are connected to you. So mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeicha. We definitely are in a state of the smoil, the midas adin is very prevalent now. But it's a call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. This is not the lechatchila. I am not with the miskoimim. I'm not with the ones going against you. But show me that you are with me. Show me that you want to be with the yamin. You want to be with the Torah, be mechazik haTorah. Like we said, our own Torah, our children's Torah. Everybody needs chizuk at these times. There's a lot of confusion. Let us stay away from over listening to the news and just going on a regular daily schedule. Everybody has to put in a little extra effort. Make a change. Talk to your neighbors. Talk about it. Make a matzav about it within the community. We can change, and an everlasting change. We can make the higisa b'yoyim v'layla, learning day and night, which is the first command that Yeshua was given to be chazak v'ematz ba'oritz. The way you're going to stay in this land is be higisa b'yoyim v'layla. That's going to keep us here in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to arouse the yamin together with our chasodim and our bitoch and everything else. Be zeichem yitz Hashem to see the smold turned back into yamin for Klal Yisrael, and then halfway we're going to have the amazing chasodim that can bring us to Yeshua for the chosim by Kodesh Baruch Hu.